Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. This is my favorite time of the week. I'm doing great. Nice to be chatting with you.
I didn't prep you for what I was telling everybody you were going to help us with today. So this is kind of on the fly.
Tell me more. Okay.
Well, I don't think it's something you can't handle, but I thought, well, it's summer. It's hot. It's therefore salad season. And I wondered if you had any good hacks or summer salad ideas for us. What's something to weave in there? What's a good way to dress my salad? What do you dig when you make a salad for lunch, say?
Okay, so this is a hot thing that I have been doing for myself. I got to tell you, I'm pushing it on everybody. Okay, listen. I like a little cheese in my salad, but I also like dressing. I don't like a super dry salad. But if you do both, I mean, listen, the calories start adding up in your salad, and all of a sudden it becomes more calories than a Big Mac, you know? And so I said, what could I do here? And here's what I did. I took cheese and vinegar, and I mixed them together. Specifically, I took feta cheese and vinegar, and I mixed them together. And what happened is a delicious dressing happened. And I poured it on my salad, and it was the best thing ever. I've also done it with that super, super fine Parmesan cheese with vinegar, mixed them together, made a salad dressing. If you don't like vinegar, it could be lemon juice. But I think that is a big one lately. The other day, to my family's house, I brought what I was calling like the ultimate summer salad. And what I put together is a bunch of different greens. So when I go to the store, I don't just buy one pack of pre-cleaned greens. I say, oh, I choose that one that has a little red in it. I choose that one that seems a little crispy. I choose that one that seems a little bit less crispy. And I mix them all together. And the big thing that made it so summery was the fact that I put plums in it. People put peaches a lot of times in a salad, maybe strawberries in a salad. I feel like the darn plums don't get any attention. So I put plums in the salad, and it was awesome. It's so much better for you than putting dried fruit in the salad because it feels more summery, it's more hydrating, and it's actually fewer calories. So I thought that was absolutely delicious. And the final thing that I have been doing, I got to say, it's pretty interesting. I've been serving salads on a big platter. So usually, like at home, we have a salad every night for dinner, and we put it in this one same big bowl, and we toss it all together. I serve the salad on a platter, and so all the goodies, like we had almonds in there, the plums, didn't fall to the bottom of the bowl. When I put it on a platter and served it with tongs, you know, all those sort of toppings stayed on it. So I think that's another pro tip.
What about that cheese and vinegar? Is that red wine vinegar you're using when you make your salad dressing?
Yes, I really love red wine vinegar. And, you know, across the board, when you use vinegar, it really is, you know, it's not a miracle, but it really is good for blood sugar levels. So there is research that says when you have vinegar in your salad like that, that and along with a meal, that it is likely you'll have less of a spike of blood sugar. So again, it's not a miracle. You can't eat, you know, loaves of bread and think this is going to work wonders. But at the end of the day, it is something really healthy to do for your salad.
A text is just poured in. I made Dawn's summer salad last night and served it with grilled salmon. It was delicious. Dawn is correct. Do not skimp on the fresh mint and basil. So good on a hot summer evening.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That is great advice. I'm so glad your listeners are here to help remind me of other very good salad hacks for the summer. That mint, oh, my God. I love basil in a salad. But I got to tell you, if you have not taken fresh mint and chopped it up and tossed it in with your greens for a salad, you really are missing something huge. Because in that summer salad your listener is alluding to, I did goat cheese as like the cheese and did either red wine vinegar or lemon juice. But that is so true. I put fresh mint in that salad. And everybody, they can't quite pick it out. Like, it's not like, oh, my gosh, there's mint in here. It's like, oh, my gosh, what is that? Why is this salad so fresh? Fresh mint. Great tip, listener. Great tip.
You know, the thing that we've been rocking a lot lately is beets, yellow, orange, red beets in a salad. And I don't know why we ever fell off the beet bandwagon. I remember my mom opening up jars of them as a kid and eating them, and it was okay. But we've been finding them in salads and sometimes using them in salads. And I don't know what the nutrition value or calorie count is on those things, but those are hearty. They're filling, you know?
Yes, they are filling. And you know, beets are one of these very interesting foods. They have a natural source of nitrates in them, along with things like kale and spinach. And these nitrates, when you eat them, they open up your blood vessels about 30% bigger. So you get a flood of your blood and oxygen and nutrients to your brain and to your muscles. So they're actually a very energizing food. When I work with athletes, a lot of times we will make sure that there's beets and dark leafy greens in their diet so that they get that flood of oxygen and nutrition to their brain and muscles. So really good in the salad. That's very, very smart.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, if you've got a question for Dawn. Can Dawn please repeat a substitute ice cream recipe she gave out a few weeks ago using cherry tart? I don't think you used cherry tart on it, did you? What was that?
I remember this. This was, we were talking about at night, like a dark chocolate cherry shake. And I used frozen cherries, tart cherries. Now, a couple of people did text me and say they were hard to find, the frozen tart cherries. They are out there, but if you don't see the tart cherries, you could get regular frozen cherries, no sugar added. So it's just natural. You put cocoa powder in there and a splash of your favorite milk. And literally, that is all you need to make a very chocolatey, fabulous shake. Now, I'm such a protein girl lately that I probably will put a scoop of protein powder in there, or I might make it with Greek yogurt in there instead of the milk so that I get a little extra protein. But that's all you need for the, and that was in the Superfood Swap. I quoted one of my book recipes.
That's the book that Dawn wrote, one of them anyway, Superfood Swap, right?
Yep, exactly. And you know what? One of your listeners are just awesome. Somebody emailed me last night, actually, and said that they were making foods out of the Superfood Swap. And it makes me feel so good when I hear from your listeners that they're trying these foods, because healthy eating should taste delicious and be fun. So I love that.
This Great. Listener says, could Dawn please talk about the most beneficial strength exercises? This says, for a 72-year-old male, that I could do at home. If you're not a 72-year-old male, I would be interested anyway. I know that planks are sort of back to popularity or favorability, but I was thinking about, so answer that and then answer this, Dawn. If you're doing planks, how many of them do you have to do? Because it's like, if you can do a plank for a minute or two, are you done or do you need to do sets of them? I wonder what your advice is about that.
Yes, okay. So the biggest thing when it comes, I love that the conversation is around strength building, because that's really where everyone is headed. Because as we age, we lose muscle and we really need to do strength exercises. So that can be anything. Your own body weight could be strength. You can use resistance bands or you can use actual like dumbbells. So you really, even if you wanted to start just with your body weight, as you're sort of talking about with planks, it's great. And so, you know, old-fashioned stuff absolutely can be a good start. So doing things like squats. There was a recent study that doing 10 squats every hour helps everybody's blood sugar, blood pressure, cholesterol levels. That it's really an amazing thing. So if you were to do squats, that's great. Planks are wonderful. Doing a one-minute plank and then trying to do, like you said, a set of them. If 1 minute is easy, okay, reset, do another one. If that's easy, do another one. You know, you can do 5 to 8 different planks in a row for a minute each, and that is wonderful. So great work there. And the good old-fashioned push-up, let's just point out, that is incredible. And so these are all like very basic old-fashioned exercises, but they're great. Now, there is an actual researched 8 minutes using your body weight 8-minute routine, doing different kinds of things like this, that I can tell you, I'll post on my website. You know how you like me to do that afterwards.
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, I have it on my website. You know what? I put this on my website. It's an 8-minute workout that you can do that has those types of exercises, and it's research-based. So it's all like, you know, the push-ups and the squats and the planks. Oh, my gosh. Let me see how you could research it. 8 minutes. You can search that on my website, and then it comes up.
She's doing awesome. This even as we speak. Well,
Yeah, I want to make sure it's there, yeah.
I know some people that do diddly squats, but those are different than the kind of squats you're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I like that.
312-981-7200. Make sure you push that to your page, Dawn, and I'll direct people to that 8-minute workout. Talking to Dawn Jackson-Blattner. You can find her at dawnjacksonblattner.com. On Instagram, she's DJ Blattner. She's the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist who answers questions like, hey, Dawn, beets, canned okay? What kind, please?
Yes, canned beets are A-okay. Rinse them off and you'll reduce the sodium level by about 20 to 30%. So, yes, they are good. And if you really want, if you love beets and you wanted to try all the different varieties beyond just the cans, roasting beets is really just absolutely amazing. Is that how you guys do it, Jess? Do you roast them?
Brenda does sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're just so good. I've also heard people put them in foil and stick them on the grill and roast them that way, too, since it's summertime. So anyway, can, though, is obviously very easy. Oh, guess what? Speaking of this, in the fresh produce section, mm-hmm. if I do beets and don't want to roast them, they do sell them steamed. And I got to tell you, those are great. So it's in the fresh produce section. They come in like these little sort of clear packages in a box. And they're so good. So next time you're in the store, look for those and slice them up, put them in your salad like John's doing. It's so good.
Joel, you're on WGN with Dawn Jackson-Blattner. Hi, Joel.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I'd like to ask Dawn, is farm-raised salmon as good for me as wild-caught? They both have advantages and disadvantages.
Oh, my gosh. It really is true that farm-raised salmon does have the same amount of great protein in there that your regular salmon does, and it does have good-for-you fats. Now, wild salmon is considered potentially a little bit higher in those good-for-you fats, and that's why a lot of people steer in the direction of, oh, choose wild over farms. But the biggest problem is it prices a lot of people out from eating salmon if they only are going to do wild. So I really encourage you to pick either farmed or wild so that you get the protein and good omega fats. And if you happen to see wild on sale and it's in your budget, then go for the wild. But both of them fit for sure.
312-981-7200. Hey, John, can you ask Dawn what it is that she takes that gives her so much energy in her voice? I also want to know how much she sleeps at night.
I love that. You guys are the best. I don't know. I love this time. Okay, so thank you for saying I have energy. Usually when I am on this call, I have already been to the gym and done a beast workout where I am lifting very heavy weights, and I've just finished my green shake that I have frozen berries, ground flaxseed, a ton of spinach, and some protein powder and a splash of milk. So I've just finished that. I've just finished my workout. So this is my high energy period.
What is your take on people who take sleep aids or are looking for something to help them sleep at night? I know you can get little gummies. What's your thought about that, Dawn?
Yeah, so thanks for that reminder. The question also had to sleep. I am a big, big advocate for making sure that you're getting 8 hours of sleep. And if you can't, start looking at your sleep hygiene. Are you watching TV right up until bed? That's like murderous stuff that makes you all stressed out. Are you thinking about all the stuff you have to do the next day? Have you had caffeine too late in the evening? Was your meal too big and now you can't get to sleep? Like, really look and see what you can do to benefit your sleep, because that's key to energy. When somebody says they don't have energy, usually it's because they're not getting good quality sleep. And if you've done all that and then you say, you know what, I really could want to try a supplement, that is something you could talk to your doctor, your dietitian about, but they do have a place. Supplements do have a place if you've already done all of the basic stuff. Oh, and one other thing, you know what? Sleep masks. There is research on wearing a sleep mask so you really have all the light shut off. You know, it is dark, 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 that they assist you in decreasing those stress hormones and increasing the melatonin in your body naturally. So if you're really having trouble, consider a sleep mask too.
Dawn once mentioned coconut sugar. What is the advantage of coconut sugar?
I did mention coconut sugar before. There really is not that big of an advantage over regular white sugar. It just makes me sound fancier, probably, is why I say it. There's a tiny, tiny bit of micronutrients, tiny, tiny bit extra when you're using something like coconut sugar because it's less refined than regular white sugar. But yeah. Listen, we don't want you to get your nutrition out of your sugar, right? So, yeah, okay, I feel a little bit better about my life that I have this, you know, tiny bit of extra nutrition.
Well, let me ask you this.
It doesn't really matter.
I think some of the things that you advise us on are of gospel to a lot of us. But I also think that some of the things that we might do that are in conflict with what you suggest are only problematic if they're lifelong habits. So if you have a Coke or a Diet Coke, or if you eat a bologna sandwich, but it's not your habit, then you're going to survive that. It's not going to kill you. Are we on the same page so far, Don?
That is absolutely true. Okay. We say a lot of the time is that the sort of the devil or the poison is in the dose. And it's like, so if it's something you're doing every day in large volume, that you're going to run into trouble. But if you're doing it once in a while, that is no big deal.
Okay.
It's really 80% of the time. Most research says, you know, they're looking at people who have an ideal diet. About 80% of the time, that's what they're considering is ideal. You don't have to ever even be perfect.
Well, so that leads me up to this. If I was going to have strawberries or tea or coffee, something that I wanted to sweeten with sugar or Splenda or Equal, you know, don't be mad at us, Dawn, but we're going to use one of those. Which one would you have us use?
Well, okay. So, I mean, if I really was going to, you said I have to sweeten it, I would say first, I know you're going to say just answer the question, but first, would you try a little dip of like whole Greek yogurt? Because whole Greek yogurt, okay, whole Greek yogurt is so naturally sweet.
They don't have it on my table. I'm sitting at a cafe and they have that
little
thing.
All right, you're in a cafe.
And don't say honey either. I don't want honey.
Okay, fine. If you have to pick, it becomes down to a personal preference. That if you are somebody who is really watching blood sugar and you are somebody who really are sensitive to blood sugar spikes, that would be go artificial sweetener and you're because you're only using a little. If you're just not dealing with blood sugar, you feel like you just had a balanced meal and you walk a lot, who cares? Go with regular sugar.
You don't like those sugar substitutes, basically?
Well, I like them for certain people. So somebody who really does need them for blood sugar regulation, they're not exercising a lot, they don't have a lot of balance in their diet, they really need the low impact of their blood sugar. That's where artificial sweeteners can come in. If you're somebody who is just part of a natural, healthy diet, you know, real sugar is not that big of a deal in those small amounts.
Please ask Dawn about using balsamic vinegar from Italian red and white. You said that red wine vinegar is fine. I guess you sort of addressed that, right, Dawn?
Well, yeah, balsamic vinegar, any kind of vinegar, really. Even though apple cider vinegar, everybody feels like it was, you know, so special, so great. All of these different vinegars have a very interesting acid that is what is helping us with our blood sugar regulation. So, yes, balsamic vinegar falls into that good-for-you category.
Okay. Boy, listen, if you just joined us, Dawn gave us some great salad ideas at the beginning of this segment. We always podcast our conversations with Dawn. So when we get down to 2, Pete will put it up at WGNradio.com. Click on the John Williams page, and there's some really smart and fun summer salad ideas for you. You can also find all of this kind of stuff at DawnJacksonBlattner.com. And on Instagram, she's DJ Blattner. Have a great hot weekend, Dawn.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me, John.
That's America's favorite nutritionist and dietitian.